The Royal Valley Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. KNZA 103.9, presented by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Brandon Tamman joined now by boys basketball coach. That is Chris Brown, coming off the midseason tournament and a win on Tuesday night over Riverside. But, Coach, let's get back to it. Again, last week, Panther Classic saw some different competition, familiar competition, but a 2-1 record. The only loss was to Wabunsee. You had wins over Santa Fe Trail and also Chapman on Saturday. But just the overall takeaways from that field and what you saw from your team in that tournament.
Well, you know, in our two wins, I thought we played great offensively. You know, scored in the mid-60s and shot the ball well. And then, you know, kind of ironically, the best we played defensively was within our loss. It was kind of a low-scoring game there to Wabunsee. And I thought we really guarded them. Man, they've got a couple super talented players. And, you know, they're going to be a handful for anybody that you know, they play against. But we did a good job of making them take tough shots. And unfortunately, they did the same to us. They guarded us really well. We didn't have any easy looks either. And shot it pretty poorly, so you know, disappointing to lose a game, obviously. But you know, for me, I much rather lose a low scoring game where I know we guarded them and just couldn't get the ball in the hole than go lose a game where you just felt like you couldn't stop anybody all night.
So you go 2-1 at the Panther Classic this past week, and then you turn right back around Tuesday night. You jump right back into Big 7 league play on the road at Riverside. You get the win there, 58-49. What'd you like there?
You know, I just. We started so slow and ended up, you know, kind of taking care of business. So we didn't score for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game. And so, you know, able to overcome that was really nice to see, especially on the road, a tough place to play, a long road trip, you know, kind of overcoming that poor start and getting out there and taking care of business and, you know, leading to a relatively comfortable win there by the end of the fourth quarter. There was no big run that we went on that, you know, kind of took over the game. It was kind of a slow, steady, you know, just outscored them by 6 or 7 points each of the second, third, and fourth quarter to get up there and win by double digits. So,
what does it say about the Big 7 when you look at a team like Riverside who's, you know, they play everybody tough, but they've yet to win a league game. They're 0-8, yet they go to the McLeod Invitational last week. They make it to the championship, and they almost win it. They lose by 3. To a very good Bishop Ward team. Just what does it say about the Big 7 and how good it really is from top to bottom?
Yeah, I think if you look at, you know, all the midseason tournaments, you know, Paraly Compton wins their midseason tournament handily, and like you said, Riverside certainly went and competed and had a great chance. Jeff West got some wins in their midseason tournament. So, yeah, we know it's a tough league, and we know that's the exciting part, and it keeps you on your toes. There's no off nights, and, you know, like a team like Riverside, especially being the only 2A team in our league, I don't care what their record is, I'll take them and their sub-state. You know, they're going to have a chance. Like you said, they're playing everybody tough and playing some bigger schools, and that prepares them for the postseason, but it prepares all of us, you know. I think we'll have a better chance to win come March because of the road you took to get there.
And now you get back to it and continue on here the final few weeks of the regular season and get back to it next week at home against Holton. And Wildcats, certainly a very good team. They sit at 8-4, just 6-1. Shouldn't say just, but 6-1 in league play. How do you see this next matchup shaping up next week with Holton?
Man, they just put the clamps on us last time we played, and we turned it over, and we couldn't make a shot. And, you know, they held us in the 20s, I think, for the game. So, you know, our focus will be how can we score? How can we find ways to get ourselves easy baskets, get our scores in a rhythm? You know, I think once you're in a rhythm, I think you can go make a tough shot, right? You can make a tough play, but if you never get yourself in that rhythm with some easy ones, it's certainly hard to make those tough plays consistently throughout the game. So, you know, we'll just kind of identify on film what we think we can do and hopefully go out and execute, but we know it'll be a tough game. And like you mentioned, with our league, it doesn't get any easier after that. We kind of have a brutal 2 or 3 week stretch here to end the season where there's definitely no off nights, no guaranteed wins. So we just know we need to stay consistent and get better each night.
Yeah, that first matchup with Holton, December 13th, it was 47-26, but certainly both teams probably a little bit different this time around as we're now in late January coming off midseason tournaments. That's Royal Valley Boys basketball coach Chris Brown joining us. They back to it, or they get back to it next week. They'll be back at home another go-around with the Holton Wildcats. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of this time off, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.